Hey, Vaughn.
Hi, Mike.
How's it going? Where are you at?
I'm on a beach, y'all.
I'm jealous. I know that I was just on vacation, but still.
I know, but I'm basically where I took you that one time, essentially.
Okay.
But we found like a nice little cluster. It's like, I think it's north of Ventura before you get to Santa Barbara, called Carpinteria. And it's really cute. It's like super, super just like all kinds of people friendly, you know? Mm-hmm. I guess one would say family friendly, but I don't want to be identified as a family person, okay?
There might be crazy punk rockers there too. You never know. So you're just on like a little family vacation?
Yeah, so crazy. The kids have like a fall break, so they have a couple days off. And, you know, we honestly haven't done like a real break that wasn't like going to, you know, for a holiday to see family. So we're like, we were just like, screw it. Let's just book a place and figure out how to pay for it later. And it's actually when you do that, you don't have to pay for the whole thing right straight up. So anyways, point is, I'm very happy that I'm proud of myself, I'll say that I actually pulled the plug and like booked something, you know? So we have a little, a little condo by the beach. It's pretty awesome. There's lots of cute restaurants. There's even a little Dom's here in the area.
Cute.
Do you remember, did I ever take you to Little Dom's? I'm not sure if I did, because I'm not sure if they do gluten-free when we lived down in Los Feliz, but...
Oh, that's what I was trying to think about. I don't know that we ever went there.
I think they do it now, do gluten-free, because, you know, everyone, Mike, you know, he can't have the gluten.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's fun. The kids are, they're setting up. You know, I went on a short walk this morning, and of course, they ran into the beach, and I'm like, I need to not be mad at them right now, but... Yeah, it's fine. It's just, it is what it is.
So it was sort of impromptu. You were kind of like, did a last minute thing.
No, I booked it like 3 months ago.
Oh, you did? Okay.
That's why I'm proud of myself.
All right, I gotcha. That's why I was uncertain. Well, that's fun. So you're just hanging out on the beach?
Yeah, that's the plan. Try not to get, you know, skin cancer and really lathering them with sunscreen. And yeah, just honestly not having too much to do. Not having an agenda. Which is hard for me.
That's fun. That's great. You're just like relaxing. Yeah, I had the rest of my little vacation in Helen, Georgia, which was very, very fun. Speaking of which, they have... Did you ever in the Tri-Cities go to... I don't know if you would because it was in West Richland, but there's a pizza place called Brick House West Richland.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. And it's really close to where my mom used to live. Like, it was literally just like you could like walk there. So it's, I mean, no relation. There was a place when I had done my research, speaking of me being gluten-free, when I'd done my research, one of the ones that popped up for a great restaurant was Brick House Pizza in Helen, Georgia.
What?
Once again, no relation, just happened to have the same name. Oh, and they also did like a little gluten-free pizza. So we had pizza night my last night in Helen. And I think that I kind of said this before that because the house that my aunt rented for us, was spacious. So we tended to have everyone over there. So it was, you know, we had another really nice night of just sort of hanging out with some of the cousins and talking and eating pizza. And I will say, I feel like when we booked our flights coming back, we thought that like around noon was a good idea because then it wouldn't be too much of a rush to the airport. But then, of course, when you start factoring in like the possibility of traffic and like there might be commute happening, we got up at 5:30 in the morning. Yeah, which is a lot for me. It's actually not for my sister because she regularly gets up at like 4 or 3:30 in the morning because she works really early days. But it made for the last night. I don't know why. Something about vacation that keeps recurring is that, like, the return is always kind of, like, the least convenient. Yeah. So we got up at, like, 5:30 in the morning to leave by 6. And I will say we made good timing other than the fact that, like, did I tell you this already? That when we picked our car, because it was that thing where she had signed up for whatever it is where you just go and pick a car. Like anything on this road, like, choose your car. And we were like, well, this one's pretty and red. Let's just take this car. And we didn't really, like, look into it a whole lot. And one of the things the car didn't have was, like, a GPS system. I think that I might have mentioned this, but I don't remember.
No, you didn't. No.
But it's that thing where, like, this day, like, you want... Like, that's just, like, a normal part of a car at this point, you know?
Yeah.
So we didn't have... So we had to do it on my phone. But it was even, like, my phone would connect to the car if I wanted to play music. But it wouldn't connect with anything else. Or I'm dumb and just didn't know how to do it. So... It was fine, but then, like, doing the GPS from my phone, I could never really see... I don't know if you have this. I I have, like, the paranoia that I've entered something wrong and my phone is just taking us to the wrong location.
Oh, 100%, yeah. And I have done that. Once my phone flipped back to an address we lived 2 years ago and I went out to South Bay and I'm like, why am I going this way? Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I don't know what I put in my phone, but I will. And I suppose the warning was there that when I entered the airport, and it said it was like Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, probably closed today. And I was like, well, I don't think it's probably closed today. That feels insane. But it took us to like this weird, like international terminal where nothing, like there was, it was very, very odd. And thank goodness we'd given ourselves plenty of time. Cause at that point we were just like, well, let's just look for the signs. So then we just followed the signs to like returning, you know, returning a rental car. Mm-hmm. And it was all fine. We got to the airport with plenty of, way more, like hours to spare. I ended up like walking the entire length of the airport just to like pass the time. And I will say, I'm so grateful that I was able to get on a plane and fly back to New York, because you know, the other thing that we hadn't really talked about is all of this was happening as Hurricane Ian was going on.
Oh, right.
And there was, like, I kept getting messages from people being like, are you gonna make it back okay? Because at one point it was predicting that it was gonna hit Atlanta, but not until like Friday evening, and we were flying out Friday morning or Friday at noon. And I don't really get how, you know, the trajectory of a storm like this happens, because you would think if it was maybe gonna hit Atlanta in the evening on Friday, but somehow it hit South Carolina Friday morning. So, yeah, so I don't know if it like picked up speed, or I know that hurricanes are crazy and unpredictable, but we thankfully were able to take off, but we had to fly so far west and then fly so far north and then come back down. Like, it was quite a flight. And there was so much turbulence. Oh. Like, it was so rough. And, like, the thing that I always tell myself is, you know, turbulence is never what makes a plane crash. Like, that's not, you know. But it was so disconcerting the entire time. Like, it was so rough. And clearly the woman next to me.
Oh, no.
Was not a good flyer. Like, she was going through it. So I was just trying to be like the calm, like, oh, everything's fine. You know, everything's going to be okay. Because she was, like, gripping and, like. flinging her head back and forth. It was a lot. It was quite the flight back, but it was fine. And, you know, it was kind of a longer flight than it was supposed to be. But once again, very grateful for, you know, modern technology that the plane, I got back to New York and everything was fine.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that was kind of it. I'm trying to think what else happened this week. I did put up my Halloween decorations. So that's fun.
Yay!
I did it yesterday. And so my hallway is spooky again and I love it. And that, Yay. You know, that brings me a lot of joy. So, yeah, decoration time, and we're into the fall. The weather has changed. You sent a thing of the weather. Yeah.
It was like, because I honestly, maybe I'm a little bit, I don't know, a little nuts, but I'm always checking the weather in New York because I just want to know I just want to imagine myself there. And it was like 40 something and raining, and I'm like, oh, that's like that's like big socks weather. That's like, can't wear the short mini skirt at 11 p.m. at night anymore with tank top.
Yeah.
Saying.
It happened pretty quickly. Like, it actually was right before I left on vacation that I got up one morning and it was really humid and kind of like sticky. And that night I was like, oh, I need a jacket. Like, it happened, like it flipped really quickly.
Awesome.
I mean, I like the cooler weather, so I'm not mad about it right now. We cut to February when it's been freezing for a couple months and I think I'm going to lose my mind. And that's an entirely
well,
different
subject.
Well,
that's when you come see me, you know.
Exactly. That's when I come and hang out in LA and get some warm weather. But yeah, it's very rainy. I didn't leave my apartment. Oh, that's not true. I went for my run yesterday. Oh, this is kind of funny and maybe kind of, I know it was silly, but I was like, I'm back in New York. So when I was in Helen, I had brought my running shoes. So I was like, oh, I'll be out like in the mountains, like, or like in the forest. Like, that'll be a fun little run to do. And then I think that I may have said this, but like literally this was the road was so steep. Like the road was insanely steep. And I was like, well, I'm probably not really going to run. But then I decided on my last full day there, I'm like, you know what? I brought my shoes. I'm going to put on my shoes. I'm just going to like, I'll run up the hill and then just sort of like walk back down. I'll do that a few times. I did it too many times. I made myself so sick.
Oh,
like
no.
I was physically unwell, where I was like, I have to go and lie down for like a half an hour and just get myself. Yeah, it was bad. I pushed myself far too hard. But so yesterday for my, you know, Monday run day, I was like, I'm going to do my run. And I put on Renaissance because that's a fun
such a fun
running album. Yeah. It's just good for like exercise or like doing anything because it's so energetic. So the way that my run goes is that I run from my front door and then I run down to Riverbank Park if anyone wants to stalk me. And then like I run up and there's like a little hill that leads underneath the George Washington Bridge. And that's kind of my halfway point. And I tend to push myself pretty hard on the way there. And then when I turn around and come back, I tend to like walk a little bit more, kind of like just like all mosey and kind of give myself some more time to rest. But so the way that I had the album timed up on this particular one is that right when I hit that part, Virgo's Groove came on.
Oh.
Which is a really, really, and not just because I'm a Virgo, but it's a really, really good song. It's really, really fun. It's also 6 minutes long. And I was like, can I run the entire length of this song and push myself? And I did. I did the entire 6 minutes. I'm like, just keep trekking. It was the fastest run I've ever done. I shaved like 3 minutes off of my best time.
Wow.
I don't know if that's necessary. I always kind of go back and forth on that where I'm like, I think resting more probably is healthier, but it's also fun every once in a while just like to push yourself and be like, I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
So that was my only time being outside yesterday, and then I was in putting up decorations the entire rest of the evening, and then we'll get to this more later, but my friend Jesse ended up coming over and he was like, yeah, it's just pouring outside, and I was like, oh, I would have no idea because I've been inside my nice warm safe apartment.
It's funny, so. I wanted to put up decorations, so you know, my husband was out of town for my birthday, which is fine. He got back. He actually flew back from Atlanta as well, but his flight left at like, I want to say 3. But anyways, I'm just glad he made it back. But so he didn't get home till like later in the evening. But my kids were like, well, what are we going to have a party for you? And I'm like, no, I'm going to pick you guys up. And I'm planning, you know, we went and had pizza at this place that we all like. And I told them, you know, listen, this is what I want. I want us to go and we get to pick out 2 more decorations because we, you know, each year we add to our Halloween pile.
Uh-huh.
And we'll also go to the fabric store because I'm making their costumes this year. And that's what I want to do. And then we'll put up the decorations after when we get home. But we walked around. We ended up because Joanne's is, you know, right next to Spirit Halloween. And so we walked around Spirit for like an hour and the kids were like having a blast because they have like kind of like a mini horror Halloween-y area. And so, yeah, we just had, honestly, it was a really fun. And then we got fabric. And at the end, I kind of wanted to murder them, but I didn't, which is great. It's a birthday miracle.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then by the time we got home, I was too tired. So when we get back the end of this week, we're going to go nuts and just like barf Halloween all over our house. I can't wait.
I love it. Yeah, I'm excited to go because I do the same thing where like I try to add little bits every year. And I have to say that as I was bringing out all of my decorations, I have these sort of like nets, like almost looks like cobwebs. I don't know where they came from. So if someone gave those to me, thanks. I put them over my movie posters in the hallway and they look really cute. Like it turned out really, really nice. So,
awesome.
But I don't know where they came from. So thanks for whoever left those in my apartment,
so funny.
I guess. Yeah. So there you go. Anything in particular you're digging this week?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just touched my ear and something felt weird.
Oh.
Yes.
That happens sometimes.
I know. I'm like, what happened? You know what? I liked Hocus Pocus, too.
Okay, that's funny.
I had fun. You know, we watched it with the kids. I'm always looking for something, and I really did like the original. But I haven't seen the original in years, but I just like, we went back and I love all those ladies. I love Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and of course, SJP. And they're just so cute and funny. And this particular, film felt, and maybe the first one did too, but it really felt like, you know, YA, you know, young adult type. You know, because it's like the teen witches that are coming of age. And yeah, I had a good time. I was like, that was fun and joyful. And gosh darn it, I love Halloween. I just had a good It's on Disney Plus if you have it. I haven't seen it yet.
So that's so funny because we're gonna get back to this topic a little bit later. But I had never seen the original Hocus Pocus.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Mike.
Everyone reacts so violently.
Sorry.
Everyone reacts so extreme when I say it. And I get that it's weird because I love all three of those women. Like, those are three of my favorite women on the planet. It came out in 93. And I guess just because I was, like, a junior or a sophomore in high school, I don't know if maybe I was just like
too cool.
Old, yeah, I was too cool, but not old enough to be like, no, this will be like fun. It just went right in that period. So I'd never seen it. That's why Jesse came over last night. We watched the first Hocus Pocus. So I watched the first movie for the first time last night. And it's very silly. We'll kind of talk more about it later on. But like, it was super fun. And I just have to believe that the three of them were having a blast.
Oh, yes.
And I did read, yeah, because they're crazy. And like Bette Midler, I think Bette Midler actually has said it's her favorite role that she ever played.
She has, yeah.
And she's just having a blast. Like when they come out of like they're like, hello, I would like my book. Like, just all, like her, it's so silly and over the top. About and like camp.
The first one, right?
The first one, yeah. So I have not seen the second one yet. I feel like what I'm going to do is one of these nights, I'm going to watch the first one again, just because I want to like have that a little bit more in my psyche.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to watch the second one sometime this month before Halloween happens.
Good. You but should. Yeah.
It was fun though. Like, I enjoyed it. It's a fun ride. I enjoyed watching it.
You're going to, I think that the second one is better. There, I said it.
Cool. Hot take from Vanya.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you digging this week?
I honestly had a few things that I was thinking about, and then I had not realized, and I didn't miss it. It only happened a few days ago, but the 2022 cast recording of Into the Woods came out on, I want to say on Friday, maybe.
Yeah.
And I just got it yesterday.
I mean, Sarah Bareilles.
And it's so great.
With
and
the actual F.
I don't... For the rest of the cast listening, just kidding. Everyone's great. Like, everyone sounds amazing. And I will always forever have so much love for Joanna Gleason's interpretation of the Baker's wife in the original cast. And that original cast is so, I've said it before, like, it's so perfect. And watch it. If you haven't seen the original cast of Into the Woods, please, please watch it. I think it's on YouTube. You can watch it for free. It's so good. Sarah Bareilles. Jesus, like, just the quality, the pureness of her voice singing, the little moments, let alone when you get to Moments in the Woods, her big number in the second act. Just, I don't know what to say about the quality of her voice with the quality of Sondheim's music and lyrics. Is just, it's breathtaking to me.
I just say thank you. Honestly, it's one of those things in life, yeah, and you're like, God, thank you for this.
For sure. Thank you. Thank you for whoever. Because, you know, she had auditioned for the role of Cinderella back when they did it in the park, when we saw it.
Oh, yeah.
And she talked about how she effed up that audition hardcore. Like, just had no idea what she was doing. Didn't have the chops for that kind of music. And it's that funny thing where it ended up being Jesse Mueller, who then ended up playing the lead in Waitress, the musical that Sarah Bareilles wrote the music and lyrics for.
Whoa.
Yeah, all the full circle stuff. And Jesse Mueller was great, and her voice is also sensational. But, like, I would love to know how this one came together, because whoever was, like... For one thing, I'm sure she could play Cinderella, but you're not Cinderella. You're the baker's wife. And so this is the right role for you. And just that marriage of that role... Yeah, you're correct. Thank you. Thank you for the talent and for putting it together. It's just incredible. So, yeah, I definitely recommend listening to the new Broadway cast recording for everyone. Everyone's great. Sarah Bareilles is amazing. I love her so much.
Yeah,
there you go. That's what I'm into. Anything this week you could do without?
You know, I know this is crazy, but it's been a really good week. It was my birthday, and I kept my expectations really low, because normally, I know it's crazy, we've talked about this many times, but I think people, it's easy to get a little disappointed on your birthday, just because, I don't know. So I didn't get disappointed. I had time with my kids, and then the next day I went antiquing with a friend, and it was amazing. And then the next day I went to brunch with another group of friends, and I just honestly, I feel like I know I could find something to be upset about, or, you know, not upset about, something I could do without, but too many good things happened this week. Okay, I can tell you what I could do without.
Okay.
Just not being with you, you know? I mean, that's true. I truly mean that. Like, you know, for your birthday and my birthday, we like to usually, for at least one of us, to be together, you know, and one
do something.
So anyways, because you're a special person to me and I love you. But otherwise, it's been a pretty good week. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. You know, that's sort of my theory on birthdays. I feel like we've also sort of talked about this. I feel like in your 20s, your birthdays are about like party and like yeah. going out and being crazy. And then your 30s are kind of about being disappointed. Like your 30s, your birthdays are always like, well, I wanted to party, or like I wanted to, and it never. And then I feel like in your 40s, you're like, I'm just going to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even with mine, where like I had an idea of what it was going to be and then it ended up not really being that. And I was like, this is still fun. I'm eating pizza in the park. Like, isn't that a blessing right there?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be mad about that.
Yeah.
So I feel you. Yeah, I'm glad that you had a nice week. I will say that in a way, I'm the opposite of you in that I have about 5,000 things this week that I could have done without.
Yeah.
I have a list. I'm just going to keep them because we'll use them later, because they were all put to shame yesterday as I was... Everything's fine. As I was setting up my decorations and I started hearing a noise.
Oh, no.
And it sounded like a sizzling, like maybe there was a candle sputtering. And I was like, I don't think anything's on fire, but that's disconcerting. So I went to the living room and I'm like, no, nothing. Everything's fine. Went back to the kitchen. I'm like, no, everything's fine. And then right where I'd been setting up decorations, it's just right outside one of my roommate's rooms. And I was like, knock, knock, knock. In there? Nope. So what I could do without is, once again, water pouring through my ceiling. It was much less worse this time. To be honest, there isn't really even any visual damage in the end, but it was coming through his, and I just sort of like quickly like push everything aside that could get damaged. It's honestly, it was then also coming out in the hallway where I had just strung up lights, and I was like, well, that's probably not great, but you know, and like I run upstairs and I'm calling the numbers that I'm supposed to call, and I kept getting disconnected. Like there's a number to call if there's like an emergency in the room, and I would be like, there's water coming through the ceiling, and she was like, oh no, and then the line cut off, and
oh,
I'm like,
well,
okay. And then it happened a second time where I called and got through to someone, and she started getting my information number, and that line also dropped. And I'm like, what is going on? And, you know, thankfully I have the number of the super. So I actually texted him and he got back really quickly and said, yeah, there's a problem on the seventh floor. It's being fixed right now. So it got fixed fairly quickly. But like, you just have those moments where you're like, what am I supposed to do about this? Like, I don't have any power over this situation. And thankfully it worked out fine. It's just that thing of like, I want that to stop happening.
Yeah. I want that to stop happening for you too. We need to we need to like, what do they call it? We need to like manifest you having a place that doesn't happen to in the heart.
I guess so. Yeah,
city.
It's very frustrating. And it's all, in the heart of the city, and it's all fine. Like the roommate that I texted him and I was like, hey, this happened. If I didn't tell you about it, you might not even notice, but I just wanted to let you know. And it, once again, it was all fine, but yeah, I would like for that to stop happening now, please. There you go.
Yeah,
that's
that'd
all
be good. That'd be good.
So our topic actually sort of springs from Hocus Pocus, because it was funny watching it with Jesse, who, you know, he was like 3 when it came out, but he saw it later on. And it's one of those films that I'm not saying it's a bad film. It's super fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. But I do think if you saw it when you were younger, there's a certain nostalgia that comes 100%. With it. There's a certain, yeah, like it's sort of baked into your DNA. Like he would laugh at things that I was like, I see that that's funny, but it's probably more funny if like you thought it was funny when you were 7.
Right,
you know,
right,
that
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of thinking about movies, and I don't know if you have any examples of these, because I think about, I will forever and always love the movie Goonies.
Oh, you?
Like, it's part of my, it's part of my DNA. Like, I saw it as a kid, I watched it over and over again. On family vacation, we'd almost always drive through Astoria. We would see, like, it features Cannon Rock, which is on my mom's, like, gravestone, like, has Cannon Rock on it. Like, or Haystack Rock in Cannon Beach is what it is. Like, that movie is just part of my childhood, part of my life. But I did watch it sort of recently, actually, with Annabelle, our friend Annabelle, who had never seen it. And it was funny watching it being like, I love it. I'm still enjoying this. Whenever they talk about the possibility of a sequel, I'm like, you could never make a sequel to this because this movie's insane. Like, this movie doesn't make any sense. Like, at one point, they're, like, in this tunnel where no one's ever been before, except there's plumbing. Like, it doesn't, like, there's no sense to it whatsoever. But I don't care. I love it. I will love it forever. I put it in that in that list of movies, like, have we ever watched, have you seen Girls Just Want to Have Fun with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it so much. I get where it makes no sense. I get where there are moments that are just crazy. I don't care. It's just, like, it's part of my childhood. It's part of my DNA. I will love it forever. I didn't know if you had any movies like that you kind of look back on now.
Well, so, to start, one of my jobs in my other podcast, Rom Crime, is to rewatch rom-coms, and the heyday of rom-coms is in the 90s and, like, even 80s, and that happens, honestly. It may not be that it doesn't make sense or I don't like it, but, like, for example, I just recently watched Clueless, and she uses the R word, and, you know, it's, like, really, like, you know, that kind of thing happens again. But you know what? Yeah. I was going to say... I have two, but, like, I mean, there's a lot of them, but I was going to say, I don't want to offend anyone, but Goonies, you know, because it's like, there's a scene with the brother, you know, it's like, it's so disjointed and broad, and then but I love that movie, and I've seen it more than, like,
oh, for sure,
any movie. Also, you know what movie for absolutely sucks? Like, sucks, like, worse, like, really is bad, but I, like, really loved it when it came out, was Space Jam. It is a bad movie. It is a bad movie. And the kids, because we were getting ready because the new one came out. And I was like, oh, this is going to be so fun. We've made popcorn. And I'm like, I hate this moment watching it. It was, Michael Jordan is a horrible actor. Sorry, Michael. But oh my God, it's like he's cardboard. Just, it's crazy. It's so bad. I can't believe how bad. But when you told me about this subject, I really wanted to go back and watch Mrs. Doubtfire. Because I remember really loving that. And so I'd love to go back and see if that holds up.
I think that the thing about Mrs. Doubtfire, because I sort of recently saw, there was the musical on Broadway of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Right.
And it was funny, the thing, because obviously it's not the same, and they made some changes to it. I feel like the reason why the film at all works is because Robin Williams. Like, he's just such a force that he, like, sort of makes it. Because there definitely are things in it where you watch, and you're like, yeah, that's not great. That's, you know, it's also funny, because this is such a random film that I don't think anyone listening to this has probably seen. It's from, like, the early 80s. Well, maybe they have. It's a movie called Places in the Heart. And it's what Sally Field won her second Academy Award for. Mm. And I went on sort of a random kick of, like, I should own. You know me. I get on my weird kicks of, like, buying DVDs, which we can get into a whole thing on that because So I, like, bought Norma Rae and I bought Places in the Heart because those are what Sally Field won her Oscars for. And it was interesting watching Places in the Heart because it's tough. Like, it takes place in Texas in 1935. And I definitely went into it being like, how racist is this going to be? And, you know, there are problematic moments. And part of it because it's very realistic. Like, it doesn't really sugarcoat how people would have been treated in the, you know, 30s in Texas.
Yeah.
But it holds up pretty well. I'm trying to, 'cause I feel like there was another one that I watched that I was like, oh yeah, not as good. But didn't you guys do on Rom Crime? You did Once Bitten, right?
Oh, we did. Did we do Once Bitten last year? Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yeah. It's
super homophobic. Like, I can't believe how homophobic it is.
It's pretty crazy, because when I was a kid, I remember thinking it was hilarious, not even getting most of it, and then watching it later being like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are some disappointing ones, but yeah, there
tell
you
us
go.
Yours.
They don't all hold up great. Yeah, well, what movie? Because it's a real thing that, like, I go back and watch something and I'm like, wow, I kind of can't believe that you could do that. Mm. And you definitely couldn't. Yeah, anyway, there you go. Problematic films from our childhood.
Yeah.
It's a whole separate thing. There you go. Do you have anything random this week for us?
Well, I was looking for something, like, kind of funny, but so this is the funny thing. I have two. Did you know that pigs can't look up at the sky? And that's not fully true, but the truth is like, if they're standing on all fours, they can't look at the sky. Now, if they sit down and, like, they can kind of, but they're never going to fully look at the sky. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. Poor little piggies.
I don't know. I'm sure animals aren't, like, staring at stargazing, but that was just random. Random fun fact. And one, a random thing that, because, you know, I'm trying to find motivation. One thing that happens on my birthday is I really do want to be healthier. You know, it's kind of like, instead of New Year's Eve, I really do get that, like, motivation to, like, take care of myself. And, like, I am getting older and, you know, my LDLs are approaching dangerous places, which is your bad cholesterol. Yeah, this is fun. but I was listening to this podcast on Calm, which is that, like, meditation app, and they have these tiny little snippets. And this researcher woman, anyway, she was talking about, because what happens to me for working out is I get really, really motivated. And then, but it's usually like, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to get fit this or I'm going to do this. And then I lose my motivation. And they were saying, or she was saying that the best way to like kind of maintain and stay consistent is like the motivation to work out is to like be a better, like be a better mom. Like, cause you feel better. Right. And I know this mentally, like I don't get so depressed or anxious if I have a workout. So I'm trying to like journal on it and like try to really wrap my mind around making that the motivation for moving my body and sweating for at least 30 to an hour. God, a day.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome.
So that's that. I don't know. It's tough. You know me, I like being physical. I'm not somebody who doesn't, but it's just the consistency and then like knowing exactly what to do. La 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 la. I'm sure everyone can relate, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It's that's patterns. Cool. Yeah. I didn't mean to have two random things, but I just remember that I forgot something that I wanted to talk about in my week. And that was simply that when I was in Helen, it was funny when I went back to work that someone was asking about, they're like, oh, you were in the Bavarian village. Like, did you take pictures? And I was like, yeah, I took a bunch of pictures. I should show you the pictures. I only took pictures of cats, Vanya.
Shut up.
And I didn't. So here's the thing. My aunt who lives in Helen has two cats. She also has a dog, but I'm a little obsessed with cats. For those that don't know, like I love cats. And she has one cat that is like the floofiest / grumpiest looking cat you'll ever see. I'll have to send you a picture. It's, but I was obsessed.
Oh my God.
I was like, I will pet this cat before the week is over. And the thing that you had to do, because it doesn't really want to be pet, so you have to sort of like sneak up and get to its chin real fast, because it does like that. And then it'll let you pet it for a little bit.
And mind you, everyone, Mike is allergic to cats.
Allergic to cats. Yeah. So immediately I have to go to the sink and wash my hands and wash my face. Like, it's not good. I should not be petting the cat, but I can't stop myself. So, but then also, one of the first things that happened when we got there, we went to her store, and this little black cat came out, and apparently its name is Midnight, and it's one of, like, the many, like, feral cats who live in the city, and my aunt feeds them, like, my aunt, like, has food on her, and she'll, like, feed the feral cats, and then, like, also, they'll try to, like, catch them and get them, like, spayed or neutered or whatever, you know, so, but, like, that, she's, like, living my dream. She's, like, living my dream of just, like, feeding the cats, and, like, the cats only come to her, which is all that I want, even though I can't pet them because I'm allergic. So I have all these pictures of like the random cats of Helen because I was obsessed. One of them just had kittens.
No,
so there was this, yes. So there was a place you could go where she'd like put them in this little cave and there were just these six teeny tiny kittens. And there's a picture that I took where it's like a Where's Waldo, where I would send it to a couple of friends and I'm like, look for the kitten face. And you're like, look. And then if you zoom in exactly perfect, it's like this little kitten face that emerges. God. Anyways. That was my other thing in Helen, was that I was obsessed with, like, the cats that just live there, because I love cats so much. And I probably should have ended on that, because my actual fact that I was going to talk about is kind of a bummer.
Do it.
I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is, but we ate there, and you ate there with your husband. The Upper West Side location of the Mermaid Inn is closing.
Wait, why?
Yeah, it's kind of nuts, because they're tearing, someone bought the building. They bought those, like, almost the entire block is being torn down for whatever new thing is going to go there. So, I mean, kind of end of an era. I worked there for like 5 years. I opened that big space twice. I opened it when it first opened, and then I reopened it after COVID, and you know, I'm going to try to go in a couple of times, and I'll probably try to sit at the bar once, and I'll probably sit at a table. It just kind of feels so weird that space is just going to be gone. Wow. You know?
When's the last like day do you guys have?
I think it's October 16th is the last day. So if you live in New York and you want to check out the Mermaid Inn Upper West Side, you got 2 weeks to go check it out.
Oh, I always tell people to go up there. I mean, I know there's one.
It's such a, you know, it's a great space, and the other ones still exist, and they're working on opening the Times Square location, I think, a little faster, just so that no one's going to lose their job. There'll be places for everyone to go, but there you go. Crazy. End of an era.
Crazy.
Man. And that's all. Well, I'm so glad we got to do this official this week and hang out and have a conversation. I desperately wish that I was in that condo with you.
I know. You would love it. Honestly, I think about you. Sometimes all I think about is you, because you would love it. You would love it.
Yeah. It was funny talking with my aunt, because I think I said this before. It was my mom's sister. And We had a couple conversations. I mean, we had many conversations about my mom. And one of them was just about how, like, my aunt has always been drawn to the mountains and always been drawn to, like, the woods and that kind of thing. Whereas my mom was very much drawn to the ocean.
And that
came down to me. Yeah, I just love the ocean. I love being there. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I have to tell this story really quickly.
Wait, don't be sorry. Hilarious. I love this moment. I feel like I want to keep talking to you all this. Yeah, go on. Listen.
So I never talked follow up with the fact that I got my second monkeypox vaccine.
Oh yes, yeah.
And it was a weird like journey. I had to like take the L train way out into Queens, and so the second one, the first one they put in the back of your arm, and it was really easy. It was just like boop, and like I didn't even feel it, and it was over. So I guess what they figured out for the next dose is that, or not even the next, because apparently I have a friend that this was his first dose, is they were doing like 5 milligrams in the back of your arm, but they realized they could do 1 milligram if they just did like subdermal. Do you know what that means?
No. Is it in the testicles? So like, I'm kidding.
Yes, they had to go right through the balls. No, it was like it's in your, you can maybe even see it. It's in my forearm.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You can't really see it. And they just put it right underneath the surface. So it like bubbles up and it's freaky. It was really, really weird, but like I still have a mark from it, and my friend who had it, like, he still has a mark like weeks and weeks later, so I'm hoping it goes away at some point. God. I will say that like I was on the train and I was like, you got the vaccine, because you can like see, you know, the gays of New York City with their little mark on their forearm. Wow. But when I first got to the hotel with my sister, I was like, oh yeah, I got my second monkeypox. And maybe I didn't say vaccine, but she definitely thought that I was telling her that I had monkeypox. And her reaction was very level-headed. And she was like, okay, you have monkeypox? And I was like, no, I have the vaccine. And she was like, I was like, well, shit, Mike, why didn't you tell me this earlier? I guess I'll just shower a lot. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, it's the vaccine. We're all good. So, yeah, that was a very, very funny moment where my sister thought that I was giving her monkeypox. But
I'm glad that you didn't have it, though.
No, I'm very glad that I didn't have it. So, there you go. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you that you're there. And we will be together soon.
We will.
I swear we'll be together soon.
Soon.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Love you all. I love you so much.
Bye.
And I'll talk to you later.
Yeah,
you
do.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so funny.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, that's the plan. Try not to get, you know, skin cancer and really, you know, lube up? I'm lubing my children up with I'm lathering them with sunscreen and...